Now, of course, we like to have fun in here, but Chris Kelly, I can tell that you're a little bit down today.
I know, Chris Tim just informed you I got a call from our dear friend BB Shea two hours ago. My phone was in my back pocket like a teen girl. Okay, that's what I do. I keep it in my back pocket. You've seen these teen girls that wear their shorty shorts.
Yeah.
They put their phone.
Yeah, the phone's hanging more out than in.
I do that.
Do you not worry about it falling out? Because what? Normally their pants, though, are very tight. So their phone is up against their, not that I'm looking.
Yeah, they are. I know what you mean.
But they're very tight. But you don't wear tight pants. Your jeans, in fact, are beyond baggy.
They're blousy.
They're
loose. Yeah, I do worry about that. In fact, the first time I ever noticed a girl doing that, she was an intern here. She's probably 20, and we were walking into a mattress store, and I saw it sticking out of her.
Oh, yeah.
Shorty short.
Boom, boom. Chicka-chicka.
I warned her. I said, your phone's going to fall out of your pants that way. And she didn't take kindly to that. She didn't care for me even knowing where her phone was.
Yeah.
But I wear it that way. And yet, great question. I worry about it, and many times it's been hanging right there when I drop my pants to
disrobe or poop?
Poop. I was going to say defecate. I like to keep it a little more clinical.
Yeah.
You know how I do.
Yeah.
When I
weirdly clinical.
Right. When I defecate and I start to drop, it sometimes teeters right there. And boy.
I bet it clanks. It hits the side of the toilet, doesn't it?
Jeez. And it reminds me, oh, it's there, you know. But I keep this phone right there in my back pocket because I don't want to miss a thing. I need to feel it vibrate. You know, otherwise I might miss something. Sometimes my wife will text me when I'm in the grocery store and say, get this or get that. You know, I can't.
You don't hear it or feel it?
Well, if I keep it in my back pocket, I do. Otherwise.
So front pocket, no. Have you ever tried front pocketing?
I've tried it. It seems a little bulky.
Gets in the way of my junk. So large.
A little bit bulky.
That's what you're trying not to say, but you're saying it.
I didn't want to say it. Yeah. Come on now. I don't want to say that. But anyway, this morning it was in my back pocket. It's 4:15. It's ringing. The phone is ringing. I turned to Christine and was like, well, there's Biggie. He might be coming in today.
Well, that's who my money would have been on. And I am Biggie.
So there's Biggie letting us down.
Oh, yeah.
Letting us down.
What's today's excuse? Where did he fall in his house today?
And ironically, it's been that kind of morning for me.
Well, here it comes, the big letdown.
If anyone drives by my house right now, there's a suitcase just slung at the door. So, yeah, it's been that kind of morning for me as well.
Yeah, so that was ring one buzz, and I was like, you know, Christian's like, could be the wife, could be something important.
Could be.
Possibly.
Right. In that case, you know it's an emergency.
Of course. I mean, phone rings at 4 a.m, you know something's going on. So I look at it. It says BB Shea. I was like, uh-oh. What's going on here, you know? Because, you know, we got him penciled in for the wrap in only 3 hours and 45 minutes. That power hour segment where he wraps up the whole week, you know.
Mm-hmm. He's our closer.
Right. You need the last three outs. He's coming into the game. Think we got anything left at Friday in the last 15 minutes? You think we're running on fumes here. Bring it. Go to the bullpen. Get Mariano Rivera out of there. So I pick up. He goes, hey, man. What's going on? Uh-oh. Here it comes. I said, what's going on with you? Listen to this. He said, I'm just getting out of the emergency room. You know, 4:15 in the morning. Of course, my number one concern is his health. I say.
No one believes that. I've lived it. I'm living it.
Did you first think at any point when Kelly, when BB Shea said, I'm just getting out of the emergency room, did you think with Biggie?
Yeah. I said, well.
Did Biggie call you?
He said, I'm just getting out of the emergency room. I said, how's Biggie? He said, what do you mean? I don't know.
Doctors told me to go on home. There's nothing you can do for him.
It's too late.
Here.
There's nothing you can do now. No, he said that he had awful foot pain. I mean, like debilitating, couldn't put any weight on it. So I said, how'd you hurt your foot? And he said, I don't know. It wasn't like he was actively doing something and broke his ankle. He went in. He said, I thought I probably had a gout flare up. Remember, he self-diagnosed gout a year ago.
Correct.
Yes. He never really was told I have gout. He just had some bad foot pain. So He said, I thought I had a gout flare-up, but the doctor says, I don't think it's gout. The doctor doesn't think it's gout, but he doesn't know what it is. It's mystery pain. And they set him up with crutches.
Did they x-ray and everything?
I didn't get into that.
No, of course not.
Biggie, you're talking to the king surface. Of the non-follower.
I didn't ask any of those
All
questions.
You heard was not going to be here.
Yep.
It's all red.
Well.
Can you phone it in? Can we Zoom you?
Before even any of that, I said, you're still going to be here, right? And he's like, I can't put any weight on my foot. I said, but you've got crutches. Long, awkward silence. He says, I've been up all night. I'm going to have to not come in today. That rap is gone. We just lost the rap.
We lost it.
We lost the rap. The rap is gone. I can't rap. Y'all can't rap.
Well.
That's his thing, you know?
And look, I'm just going to speak for the big folks out there.
Yeah.
Handing a big person crutches. Yeah. That's a struggle.
Is it?
Oh.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta trying to move that weight. You're already heavy.
You ever been? Chris, have you ever been on crutches?
Oh yeah.
How was it for you?
I mean, it's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable. I had crutches in college. I broke my ankle. Well, yeah. Badly sprained it.
High school and college had them
on crutches for about 2 weeks. Hurts your underarms so much.
That's why, you know, in my day, people used to wrap towels.
Yes.
Like they would wrap little towels around the top part where the pad goes under your armpit.
Really hurt.
And after a while, you realize why.
Yeah, it hurts. And it really works you, I mean, to use crutches. So he said, I'm on crutches. I'm out.
Do you know if it's his driving foot? You didn't ask.
I didn't ask which foot. I didn't ask a follow-up question. I didn't ask medications. Nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I asked no questions. My chief concern was, are you doing that wrap today?
Yeah.
Second biggest.
I'm going to have to change the grid.
BB. The grid is just.
it's in ruins.
Grid was in tatters by the time I got off the phone with him. Then he said, now we've got a couple of Two Guys Named Chris Comedy All-Star shows this weekend. The last two were crisscrossing the state. Very important. He is an intricate part of that show. He's the guy that's the timer.
Right.
He shines the light in the comedian.
He's stage manager guy.
Look, if he's not there to shine a flashlight, those comedians will go all night. I got to go
home. I've seen it.
I've got to go home. Yes. Sometimes they miss the light. Later, I call BB Shea over. I said, you need to do better on lights.
Why didn't they see the light?
You're going to need to get a bigger light.
He stands. I said, get a lantern or something. He stands at the back of the stage, you know, the back of the audience and flashes a light.
Yeah.
I said, you got to do better with this. Because a couple of times they've been like, where's my light man? I was like, oh, God. We got a new light man in here, and he's not doing it properly. If he's not there, they'll just continue to go on. So I said, what about this weekend? He said, I'm noncommittal. I'm hoping. He said they gave him some pain meds, and he's hoping to be there this weekend. We don't know.
If he can't walk.
We don't know. Exactly. If he can't walk to the back of the audience, what's he supposed to do?
Never mind. I was going to ask you about his foot, but I need it.
I don't ask any questions. I know nothing about his foot. I don't know which foot it is. I know nothing. I don't know if it's ankle or top or toes. I don't have a clue.
No, yeah, it's... The mind, of course, connects dots that aren't always there. Mm. And when you hear someone who is maybe a larger American, that's like BB Shea is, with foot pain, a lot of times your mind races to diabetes. And, you know, you hear these stories. But I don't know that he's been diagnosed with diabetes.
No, he has. Not that I know of. He's never said that. And he's shared a lot with us.
You're right.
I don't think he's been diagnosed with diabetes. I have no idea. Now, it could be, what do they call it, plantar fasciitis. Although you'd think the doctor would have said that. He said the doctor has no idea what it is. So you'd think the doctor would say this is probably plantar fasciitis.
I mean, it's tendons, bones, or something else. Who knows? And, nerves.
And the gout is but he said it wasn't gout. You know, the doctor said it's not the gout. I don't know what it is. That plantar fasciitis, they say, is unbelievably painful.
Mm-hmm.
It's like walking with a sharp rock sticking up in your foot. The other, you know, we've talked some about neuropathy, but that is for people with diabetes a lot of times. Neuropathy, and that's like walking on broken glass all the time, they say. But again, I don't know that it come on, you know, like all at once.
Yeah.
Like, I have no
idea.
It's
weird that it came all just sudden.
Yeah. I mean, a trip to the emergency room for BB.
Yeah, he must have been really been hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys see this? You remember, is it Lamar Ball? Is he the father of the Ball brothers?
LeVar Ball.
LeVar Ball is the father?
Yes.
He lost a foot, and they're saying it was just a mystery medical or unannounced medical ailment.
I just read it. And they didn't say really what cost him his foot.
No.
And of course, you know, the internet being the internet, remember when the Ball family kind of first appeared on the scene? He was kind of this face.
Loud.
Yeah, he was a boisterous guy saying his sons were going to be the greatest ball players the NBA had ever seen. They have talent. Some of them.
They've done okay.
But a lot of people said this is what happens when you wear those cheap-ass shoes you tried to foist on the public.
Yeah.
The Ball brand. You know, the Big Baller brand.
I'll tell you. Yeah, remember that? He did. He had the Big Baller brand. So it's going to replace Nike. You know, they're so much better. And so now they turn on him and say, well, you wore those shoes.
You're footless.
This is what we do as people is just awful.
We never forget.
It's just awful, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean.
You wouldn't have, you'd still have 2 feet if you didn't wear those terrible shoes.
You lost a foot.
I guarantee you, I'm not kidding. That's probably why I tried to keep it quiet, because he knew.
Maybe. Yeah, don't tell anybody.
Well, you can you still buy Big Baller brand shoes?
No. Okay. I think the shirts may still be out there.
Yeah. Let's hope
not. Well, because I know his kids now have deals with Puma and Nike.
Okay.
So, I think you may be able to get a shirt out there still, but that's it.
I heard this on a sports radio show this morning, 30 minutes before B.B. Shea told me that he was down with a foot. And their take on it was, would you rather lose a hand or a foot? And I looked at the radio and I said, that is McCrabe. That is
what?
That is McCrabe, and it's the definition of it.
I'm not sure that's
ghoulish. It's ghoulish to say something like that. But then I started thinking, I'd rather lose a hand than a foot. I would, because you never walk properly the rest of the, I'd rather lose a hand, because I feel like you can compensate and use just one hand for a lot of things.
Yeah. What if it's your offhand, though?
That'd be really hard if you're stuck
with your offhand.
I think you could still learn over time.
But to write?
To write, to wipe, eat,
wipe. Oh, man. Oh.
That's the big three.
Just yesterday. Bidet. Listen to that. Bidet. Yeah.
You have to.
You can't wipe a thing. You can't wipe a thing with your offhand.
There are no bidets in public toilets.
No, you'd have to just
train your body to never, but at home.
That's right.
Just absorb it back into the colon.
Do what you got to do.
or train yourself to poop out your mouth like they did on South Park.
Did they train themselves to do that?
Yeah, one time, Cartman.
That is a great skill. If you could crap out your mouth, jeez. Fantastic.